The sun rose slowly, its pale light struggling to pierce the thick, choking smoke that hung over Altoria's capital. On the towering battlements, Stormfeather stood resolute, her magic sword humming with untamed energy, her shield scarred but unyielding. The weight of destiny bore down upon her, but she refused to falter. Beside her, Attila, her eyes narrowed, gazed over the horizon. Her expression was filled with grim determination. Her fingers caressed the feathered shaft of an arrow, and her mouth whispered a prayer to her ancient elven gods. Beyond the walls, the earth quaked beneath the relentless march of the Dark Lord's army. It was a seemingly endless sea of shadow and steel as the grotesque tide of orcs, trolls, and shadow beasts advanced, their cries mingling with the clash of drums and the harsh screech of battle horn. Above them, the black banners whipped in the wind. Heralds of doom. Last light of hope flickered in the hearts of Stormfeather and her allies as they faced the inevitable. But hope, however fragile, still burned fiercely within their hearts. With a roar that shook the heavens, Stormfeather raised her sword. For Altoria! She cried. The defenders surged forward, steel melting shadow, as the final battle for the heart of the kingdom began.
The archers are out. Attila, can you spot them?
I've got one in my sights. Cover me, Stormfeather. Got them.
Wait. Look. Duck.
It's no use. We're going to have to come out from under here eventually.
Ready a sacred arrow. Now, we wait until the perfect moment.
What in the hell was that?
Oh, shit. Give me a second. It's my mom. Year. Why is she calling? Hey, Mom. Yeah, I was just working. What's up? Slow down. I can't understand what you're. Yes, I'm listening. I wasn't trying to interrupt you. I was. Sorry. What are you trying to tell me? I'm sorry to hear that. Yes, it's terrible to get sick right before the holidays. Yes, I am. Mom, I wasn't really planning on coming home this year. We talked about this. Yes, I know that. It's just that I'm not interrupting. I'm trying to remind you that we talked about this, and well, why can't she come in? Mom, we talked talked about this. You can't keep saying mean things to people who come to help you. Then they won't keep helping you. I'm not being disrespectful. I'm telling you. Yes, I know it's Christmas. I know that Christmas is in a couple of days. Yes, I know that. Yes, I love you very much. I know I am not. Oh my God. I'm working on a project that's important to me. Yes, it's a book. It's Stormfeather. No, the first one came out a while back. Yes, I left the cussing in. I know you don't like it. But it's a book for. Most people don't mind. I'm not getting into this with you. Okay, yes, fine. I will take a look at flight prices and I will call you back. Yes, I'll be there before Christmas. I guess I'll bring my laptop and work there. What is wrong exactly? What do you need help with? Okay, because I can't stay for very long. I probably can only stay until about New Year's, and then I have to come back. And oh my God. I don't think I can get a cat sitter this quickly either, so I'm gonna have to bring cheese. Yes, Mom, I know that you don't like cats, but you're kind of asking me to drop everything in my life right now and come stay with you for like a week or two, so I think that you and Cheese are just gonna have to get along, okay? For 1 week. Yes, I will be there. He will be in his kennel sometimes, but he can't be in it the whole entire time. We'll talk about it more when I get there, but I just. Okay. Yes, I will see you soon. Yes, goodbye. I love you too. Oh, this is just so typical of her. Oh. That is the third nurse that she's chased off. What is she doing to them? Well, there's no way I'm finishing this chapter tonight. I'm gonna be thinking about this. So, let's. Oh, pull yourself together, Kelly. Okay, we're looking at airplane prices. Oh, I'm gonna just stay in her house. Oh, it smells so bad. Okay. All right, we're being a good daughter. We're being. A good, I don't know, person. I can't believe that she's still harping on about there being cussing in the book. There's not even that much cussing. I think Stormfeather said, like, shit in one chapter. It's a YA novel. She gets one shit. Okay. Putting away Thornblade. Finish writing the battle scene later, and then let me see what was happening in A Kiss at Midnight where I left off. Only a few pages from the end. I still haven't picked an ending though. Should they end up together?
I mean, they should, right?
I mean, lots of people who should have ended up together don't. And not that I'm thinking of anybody or anything. Come to think of it, didn't they say they had family back in my hometown? I remember us talking about it once. Yeah. Come on, Kelly. You've had your finger hovering over that add friend button for so long. Just do it. Maybe they'll also be home for the holidays. I don't know. It could happen. Oh, it's too awkward. We haven't talked in a couple of months, and I don't know. Maybe they don't think about me. I don't know. It doesn't matter. I should be looking up flights and not thinking about cute former neighbors who I fell out of touch with after they moved. I miss them, though. Okay, let's see what a last-minute holiday flight's gonna set me back. Oh, ow. Is there anything cheaper? No? Figures. All right. Let's go see Mom. Yay! There. It's up. Listen, Mom. I know that you wanted my help, but having me fly all the way out here so that I could clean the house and...
Oh, so I'm a bad person for wanting to have my only daughter home for the holidays.
It's not about that.
I should have known before I even asked.
If you wanted me home, you could have just said...
And besides, I do need the help. You know, I get tired with my leg
and
migraines.
I'm really sorry that you're going through that right now.
No, you're not. I can see you rolling your eyes
at me. I'm not rolling my eyes.
Don't yell at your mother.
I'm sorry, Mom. I shouldn't have lost my temper. I'm just incredibly tired. I've been writing these two books, and I've been really, really stressed lately. I shouldn't take it out on you. I know that you called me here because you genuinely felt that you needed the help.
Apology accepted. Also, I think you need to move that to the right.
Are you sure? If I move the tree here, won't it block the window?
I want that bitch next door to see it.
I don't think that Mrs. Langsley cares what your Christmas tree looks like, Mom. And she's not a bitch.
Don't curse. It's unladylike.
Okay. Do you like this spot for the tree?
I suppose it'll do for now. Make sure that animal doesn't get out of the room I prepared for you.
His name is Cheese, Mom. And yeah, I'll make sure he stays in my room.
And what will you do? Are you going to sleep?
I'll probably stay up and write for a bit. I've still got a couple of pages left on this new novel.
Another one? What, the first one wasn't good enough? You've already massacred my Stormfeather story.
I know you hate the dragons.
Dragons are vulgar.
But I loved them, and I think other people do too.
The Stormfeather story I told you was about a beautiful princess who studied hard and went to school and learned how to slay dragons. Why did you change everything?
When I would daydream about Stormfeather's adventures, I just always wanted her to do more. In your story, she was always getting saved by somebody else. She almost never got to save the day.
So you wanted to fulfill some little hero fantasy about yourself? Are you a hero, Kelly?
No. But I think the story I wrote inspires
my story.
You were proud of me when I first started writing this. You said you were happy that Stormfeather was getting to the written page.
That was before I knew you were going to write some feminist trash.
It's not trash.
So this is what living away from home has done to you? So you're Hemingway now, huh?
That's not what I said.
I've been meaning to talk to you, by the way, about my cut of your book.
Mom, can we please not do this?
I just don't think 20% is much of a thank you to the woman who fed and clothed you for years.
Mom, that's on top of me taking care of everything for you. This house, your nurse, your groceries. I pay for everything. You got to quit your job.
Well, now I need a little extra. You can spare some, goodness knows.
What are you talking about?
Well, you managed to fly here last minute.
You told me it was an emergency.
And those look like new shoes.
I've had these shoes for a year.
Well, I've never seen them.
You haven't seen me for a year.
50%.
What?
50% of your next Stormfeather novel. I think I'm owed that much.
You're joking.
I most certainly am not.
Mom, before I even get into how ridiculous this is, and how difficult it would be to even change the contract, even if I were okay with that, what do you even need the money for?
Well, lots of things. I want to re-roof the house. Your aunt is going on a trip to the Bahamas this summer. I want to go. Don't I deserve a vacation?
Mom, we can definitely talk about me lending.
Lending? While you make money off of my story I used to tell you as a child.
It's not your story anymore. It doesn't even look like it. You said it yourself. I think the only thing I kept after all the writing was done in the end was the name. And maybe the elves.
And you gave them magic?
And
I liked them as
the
Stormfeather servants. Elves. It was like Santa Claus.
It was weird and unnecessary, Mom. Stormfeather didn't need servants. She needed friends. You somehow never
What do you mean? Of course she had friends. She had little... What's his name? The shoemaker goblin.
That's another servant. You had this weird obsession with her being wealthy and so above everyone else. I didn't notice how weird
she had her mother.
Mom,
I'm going to bed.
I didn't mean to imply.
Enjoy writing your little story.
She's got to be joking. She's messing with me. She's going to be more reasonable in the morning after she's had some sleep. Oh, my God. Hey, baby. Oh, I'm sorry that I have to keep you in here. I'll talk to her. You're great. We can put down some, I don't know, some plastic slip covers or something so your hair doesn't get everywhere, and we'll win her over. Yeah. Just when you think you're away from all of this, they pull you right back in, right, Cheese? Okay. Let's take a look at this. Now, where did I leave off? Don't give me that look. I know I still have my finger over that button. I don't know why we didn't follow each other on any social media before this. Is it too presumptuous to friend request them now? It's... I mean, it's not like we left things awkward. It's just, you know, they had to move for work, and then I haven't seen each other for a while, and I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna... Oh God, I did it. Okay. Okay. They'll just... They won't mind. They won't think it's weird. You know, like, we spent 6 months talking to each other almost every day, and then... Oh my God, they've already responded. What do I do? Do I write them a message? They wrote me a message. Oh, hi! Hi! Oh my God! What? Hi? What have you been up to? Come on, Kelly, you're a writer. Fix your shit. Hey! I was just thinking about you the other day, and realized that I had never friend requested you on here, and I hope you're doing well. Holidays are right around the corner. Cheese says hi. Send. They're already writing back. Oh my God. Oh my God. Okay, hopefully they don't remember me as just some weirdo who they used to live next door to. Oh! Saw your post. I'm in town. Do you want to meet up for lunch? Yes, I do. Oh my God, yes, I do. Yes, I would love to have lunch with you. Where do you want to go? We should absolutely catch up. Send. Okay. Oh, I love that cafe. I can't believe that we're in town at the same time. I mean, I guess it makes sense. They've got relatives here. I've got relatives here. Oh my God, jeez, I'm gonna see them again. I wish I could bring you. Maybe I can, I don't know if Mom would ever let them come over, but the point is, I'm gonna get to see them again. It's been so long. I mean, it hasn't been that long, but... Tomorrow's gonna be great. Actually, I'll just leave this open, and maybe I'll write a little bit in the morning. I'm still pretty tired from the flight. Jeez! I'm so excited. I can't wait to see them again. Hey! Oh my gosh! I know that it's only been a few months, but I feel like I haven't seen you in forever. How's your new place? It's okay. I know they've been working you really hard. No. I'm just happy I get to see you. Oh my goodness. I can't believe we're in town at the same time. I mean, I knew you had relatives out here, but I never thought for a minute that we'd be here, like, at the same time ever. Mostly because I don't really come home. Yeah, with my mom and everything. Yeah, she's actually the one who invited me out here. well, not so much invited as demanded I come down, but it's fine. Yeah, emergency turned out to be, I need somebody to clean the house and get me stuff and drive me places because I have once again chased off the nurse that was supposed to be taking care of me. I don't know how she does it. Well, I mean, I have a feeling, but... Well, you know, I've told you stories about her. But how are you? How have you been? Yeah, it's hard in a new city. But I know that you're gonna do great. I just know it. You're like cheese. You always land on your feet. Yeah, he's doing well. He's actually down here with me. My mom wants me to keep him, like, inside of my room, but I'm hoping I can talk her into letting him wander around at least a little bit. She's not a big fan of cats. I know, I tried to tell her, but... She was like, you can keep him in the room. Yeah, I have him just, I have his toys here and everything, and that seems to be enough for now. He's only gotten out a couple of times since then. Now, his new favorite thing is I got him this little hammock to sleep in by the window. Yeah, looks into your old garden. I think he likes to look at it. Sometimes I think he's looking for you. Writing's been good. Writing's been really good. I've kind of thrown myself into finishing up the next book in the Stormfeather series. It's called Thornblade. Yeah, the one from the posters. It's the last one. It's what my publisher thinks is the last one, anyway. Well, I got this idea. Well, it's just that it didn't feel, after I wrote the last page of Thornblade, it didn't feel like the end, you know? So I'm going through the editing process on Thornblade. And it felt like there was more of her story to tell. Like, she overcomes all of this stuff. She defeats the Dark Lord. But Altoria, it still has so many problems. There's no way that she would just walk away. And so I started to think about what she might do during time of peace. And anyways, I started writing another novel. Before I knew it, it's almost done. It's only a couple of pages left. I just have to make a decision about something. No, you won't see any posters for this one. I'm kind of keeping it a secret. I haven't even written any of it on any, like, online platforms. I've been so paranoid since the middle book got that one chapter leaked from... Yeah. So I've been doing it the old-fashioned way. I keep a hard copy on my desktop. Well, my laptop, anyway. Yep, I keep one local file and then one hidden file. When I was younger, I used to write little stories, and my mom would just, she would always go through my stuff. And I got into this habit of keeping a backup copy hidden somewhere on my computer with some innocuous name, like homework or whatever. And she always missed that one. So if I didn't leave anything on the computer, then she would get suspicious and she'd try to find it. But if I left, you know, a fake copy out front, I don't know, it was probably too complicated for what the situation actually was. I should have just written by hand and hidden it somewhere. But old habits die hard. The name of it? Well, I've got a working title. I don't know if it's gonna stay that way, but it's called A Kiss at Midnight. I know, and usually, you know, usually she doesn't, but I figured maybe eventually she'd want some romance in her life. You know? When did we start holding hands? I like holding your hand. I missed you. I'm sorry that... Sorry that we kind of fell out of touch. No, it was totally me too. I should have tried harder. I didn't want to bother you. I thought you were in a new place and you deserved a fresh start and you didn't need some girl. Lingering. After you, trailing after you like a lost puppy, you know? Do you... Oh. Sorry, that's my mom. If I don't answer, she will just keep calling back over and over again until I do. Sorry, one second. Hey, Mom. What's up? What do you mean? Like he got out of the room, or... How did he get out of the house? How did he get out of the house? I had him in the... I have to go look for him. I'll call you back, okay? I don't know how, but it looks like Cheese got out of the house. Just like old times. I'm sorry. I gotta go look for him. You don't have to do that. I'm sure you've got other stuff that you want to be doing. I mean, around the holidays, you're here to see your family, right? Are you sure? I mean, we're probably gonna have to go around to every yard nearby, every animal shelter. I don't want to cause you any trouble. Okay. If you're sure. Thank you. Yeah, I could really use the help. Okay. I guess let's grab a car and let's go. You're amazing. Thank you.